Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mintwave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
And we are live. So welcome to episode 198 of, although it was a Just a Coffee with Karen, it's now changed to the Podcast Profit Unleashed podcast. And today we have Julianne Mayer, and she is the president of Achieve TV. And actually today, well, we're going to be talking about a couple of things. She has her own show called Own Your Wellness, but also we'll be talking about how other coaches and experts, fitness experts, can actually get their message heard using Julianne's TV network. So it's going to be an interesting conversation today. I'm your host, Karen Roberts, helping coaches and therapists get their message heard through podcasting. So this is lovely to have the other side of this. So what inspired you to start this and be able to then help others get their message heard with your platform, first of all?
Well, first of all, Karen, thank you for having me here today. I've been looking forward to this conversation since we first spoke, and so it's good to see you again. But to answer your question, you know, I still obviously have my foot in the transformational world, and it just looks a little bit different in how I tend to help people now. Obviously, I still deal with the health and wellness side of things, but as you mentioned, you know, working in television as well. But what happened was actually quite by accident, and COVID hit, and I was working in a gym, and I was the health and nutrition director of the gym. And of course, in California, everything closed down on, I think it was a Friday, and all of a sudden I had no job. I had no idea how long it was going to be closed. I had no idea. So I took that opportunity to think, you know what, I always had the intention of this only being a stepping stone. I guess I'm stepping off that stepping stone a lot faster than I expected. Because I hadn't even been at that gym I'd been there less than a year. So usually I'm kind of a lifer when it comes to working with people. I ended up hiring a business coach who said that I should do an online summit in order to grow an email list to sell to. So I thought, okay, I could do that. So I started interviewing all these people in the personal development world, people that have been interviewed by Oprah, people that have worked with presidents of the United States. I mean, really well-known, famous types of people. And this was just jumping out of the gate. I guess I was stepping into the right lane for once, because everything just came so easily. I mean, it was hard work, but it was easy for me to accomplish. And anyway, because I had so many amazing people, I was interviewed for different magazines, on different TV shows, and, you know, just to promote the actual summit that I was producing. And one of the people that I was on their show said, hey, you should have your own show. And I thought, you know what? I could totally do that. I've been doing this now for a few months, interviewing people. I could have my own show. So that's kind of how Own Your Wellness started. My TV show is on twice a week and since October 2020. So there's a lot available to see and listen to. It kind of parlayed into how can I make more money from this and actually help more people. And so I created a program to teach other people how to create a television show and make money doing it. And that caught the eyes of the distributor for my show. And he said, hey, have I talked to you about becoming a network president? And that's how Achieve TV was born, just from following the yellow brick road.
I mean, it's just so uncanny, sort of similarities between how I got started. It's such a similar progression. And isn't it funny that coming from the health and fitness industry, I mean, I know for me, you know, I was getting older anyway, so mm-hmm. how I realized how much longer could I really do such a physically demanding job, because I was teaching the fitness, so, you know, you got to lead from the front. and I was just exhausted. But why do you think that is? It's quite a natural next step, don't you think? Because you're still motivating others, you're still inspiring others, still leading from the front, right? Instead, you don't have to get sweaty.
Exactly. You know, I used to be a bartender in New York City, and that's one of those things. Nobody wants an 80-year-old bartender serving them drinks. I mean, I might have been pretty and cute in my 20s and 30s, but I'm getting up there. So it's the same idea with being a personal trainer. How long can I lead the class? How long can I be the example? And then there's the other part of it too, is if I'm not there, I'm not making money. What if something happens? So it's kind of like, you know, the older I get, the more I've got to transition into something that makes sense for my future as well. While I'm still helping people, it still looks a little bit different than what it did, but I still get to be of service.
Yeah, well, you've always come from a place of serving. You know, let's just be honest, nobody gets into the health and wellness industry for the finances. You know, anybody I speak to who's got into that industry is purely because they are passionate about helping people. They are passionate about, and so you're doing the same thing. You're just doing it in a slightly different way now, aren't you?
Exactly. And it's kind of just proof that it's okay to pivot. It's okay to move forward. You don't have to be stuck in this particular identity for whatever it is for you, you know, for the rest of your life. It doesn't have to look like that. But like you were saying, the through line, the thing that stays the same is this desire to help other people. It just looks different.
With regards to your whole, you know, so you're the president of the whole network. So what does the process look like for somebody that wants to have their own show? How do you take them through this? What does it look like?
Well, you know, I'm glad that you asked me that, because what, as you mentioned before, you and I do something very similar. And to me, it goes hand in hand. It's not an either or sort of idea. It could be both. So it is similar to what you do, and which, by the way, I love and appreciate. But the idea is that, you know, we have a conversation, we discuss what your show ideas are. Everything has to come from a place of being of service to others. What kind of value are you adding to the person who's watching your show? How are you giving hope, giving a message, education, entertainment? All of those types of things. Because even yesterday, I had a call with somebody who basically wanted to just sell his products. And I said, I'm sorry, this isn't the place for you. Because it, not that I'm all for making money, but it can't be a QVC or an HSN type of situation where all you do is peddling products. It has to be a place where people can go and get value for free. So yeah, I mean, it just depends on the person. I still have a very hands-on approach. I have an entire team that helps me, but I personally speak with every single host and we discuss how their show is going to look, what's going to be the best for their segments, for the background, all the things that make it look more professional, and then also discussing how to make money doing it, because otherwise it's kind of a vanity project.
That's the problem with a lot of people that are starting out, is that if they're not getting anything back from it, it's how sustainable is it for them? Although, you know, I've learned the slow way. So my word would be, you know, you've just got to commit to keep showing up. It may take time, but you will get there. But in your experience, what do you think holds people back from going, yeah, come on, Julianne, I'm gonna join your network and start my own TV show?
You know, I love that question, because first of all, a lot of people think it's a lot more expensive than it is. But because of my history and because of the way that I've chosen to live my life and sort of the personal traumas that I've been through, I've really discovered that life is so short. And I really want to honor the people in that have passed away in my life that I love dearly, and also honor the life that I've been given. And in order for me to do that, I need to be able to help other people. Because if I just help other people helping other people, then I get to reach more people versus just me. So I wanted to keep that barrier of entry low, and then we can build you up from there. But most people are like, who am I? It just comes down to like this imposter syndrome or lack of self-confidence. Like, who am I to be on television? Why would people listen to me? Or I've got a face for radio, or I hear all that kind of stuff a lot. But yeah, the two barriers are typically the lack of self-confidence and also the misconception that it's extremely expensive to do.
And is there any other sort of, you know, what do they need to be able to start? Because again, many might think, oh, you know, it's all got to be perfect. It's all got to have really professional equipment. So what do they actually need to start?
You know, I love that question because I like telling this part of my story. It's really not, there's no surprises when it comes to starting a show. You really just need a webcam, a good microphone, and some lighting, and a background. I mean, who can, you could just even do it in your house. It doesn't even have to be somewhere like a studio. But my idea is it's always crawl, walk, run. You've got to start, and then you start improving. Because the most expensive equipment isn't necessarily the best anyway. I have had really expensive cameras. I have had really expensive microphones and lighting. And sometimes I still go back to the $30 jobbies I bought in the beginning. So, because I like them better. They work better for me. But when I first started, this is funny because I was in my apartment. I was living by myself at the time. And I had this one picture behind my couch. So I would set all my pillows up so that I could have the picture right behind me. So I'm sitting on a pile of pillows. I had my laptop sitting there with my camera on top. At first, I didn't even have a camera. And I had every single portable light in my apartment in front of there so that I could have front lighting. So I really started with absolutely nothing. And here I am interviewing people that have been on Oprah. And so you just have to start where you are and it just gets better. But I wanted to create some income before I started investing in the show because I didn't understand at the time that there should be a minimal investment in the beginning. And now I know.
It is about the starting. People put off so much because they think they've got to wait till they've got everything. But what else do you think can hold people back from actually taking that leap?
I think that you sort of nailed it on the head when you said it takes commitment. And there, in the United States, there's this, it's a microwave society and we want everything right now. But when you're an entrepreneur, and I don't care where you are in the world, it always takes longer than you expect and costs way more than you thought it would. So that's just how it works. And if we all knew that in the beginning, we probably wouldn't have started. But, you know, the thing that is important is to take the knowledge of people like yourself or me who have been there and done it. I learned the hard way. I've been doing my show since October 2020. It took me a good two and a half years to really figure out how to monetize it and how to make it look good and how to increase my audience size. But there's so many different things that you can do to monetize. There's sponsorships. You talk to somebody and you can mention them during your show. There's product placement. There's we actually started selling the artwork, not for my set, but the artwork behind people to local artists. So they put up their artwork and they pay to have it there. So then it's being seen on a worldwide basis and people are becoming familiar with their art. There's another host that I have. He, in the first 2.5 months that he was live, he made $40,000 because he was just giving information about life hacks, about how to improve business and how to live more happy and with joy. And all he did was say, if you want to learn more, go to my website. And that's how he made 40 grand. So, I mean, there's just a bunch of different ways. You never want to sell anybody anything. But when people get to know you and you are adding value, they automatically are more drawn to who you are and want to work with you if it makes sense for them. And that's your people. So, you know, it's not egotistical to offer something and to people who want it. And they won't know that you have it if you don't tell anybody.
Subtle approach, isn't it? It is all about building on know, like, and trust. You get told from all these internet gurus, you've got to be doing this and doing that on social media. And I just found it exhausting. And I don't like photos. I'm not one to take selfies. Yeah, I just, you know, I'd rather be here and present my whole self rather than a sort of frozen image. So for me, it's just a way to be, just to show up as your authentic self. You have to, right? Because you couldn't put on an act for that long.
Exactly. The real you is going to shine through at some point. And that's the thing too, is everybody likes to buy, but nobody likes to be sold to. There's something smarmy about that. There, you know, nobody wants to be pushed into paying for something. I've never been one of the, you know, sales techniques that always rubs me the wrong way is act fast, or you have 1 week, or filling up quickly. I mean, I understand the sense of urgency, but at the same time, if it's not going to be available, then, you know, I don't ever want to convince somebody into something, because then they can be just as easily convinced out of it. I want people who are going to be committed to themselves, and I will be committed to them as well.
Totally agree. The beauty of doing this kind of thing, whether you're doing it on video or audio, that you are able to reach a wider audience. And it is that sort of slowly approach where people, you have the opportunity to showcase, obviously, your authentic self, but also demonstrate how you can help people. This is a much more fun way to be able to slowly bring people into your world without having to sell to. You also don't have to face any rejection either.
That's true. That is very true. For me, I've discovered I'm like you with social media, and it's not my thing. It doesn't resonate with me. I mean, I like to share personal things, like me getting married recently. I'll share pictures about that, or funny stuff to make people laugh, or memories and things like that. But I'm not using social media to sell. And I understand that that is quite the vehicle to use, but it doesn't resonate with me. And I'm not going to keep forcing myself to do something that doesn't feel right. There are so many other ways to show up in the world. It does not have to look the way that everybody else does it. And like with having TV as my new vehicle of doing things, you know, I'm the leading person with our distributor. I outshine everyone else as far as getting shows started and analytics for the shows, things of those nature. And the reason why is because I'm never trying to sell anybody anything. I'm teaching other people how to get their message out. And that just automatically works for so many different types of people like myself and like you, where it's like, I'm not into that social media business, but why not create the wave instead of riding someone else's? You know, the 4-minute mile was impossible until somebody did it. Personally, I'd rather just create my own way of doing it. I'm not reinventing the wheel, but I'm making it mine.
And so tell us a little bit more about actually the show that you host as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my baby. the show is called Own Your Wellness, as you mentioned. And our tagline, which encapsulates what the entire show is about, is that there's more to health and wellness than broccoli and burpees. And which I love humor, and I love things that resonate with people, because for my own self, and this is why the show was even thought of, was originally I had decided that I wanted to become a sheriff, police officer. And so I was 30% body fat. And I was not athletic, any of that. And so part of becoming a sheriff is you have to be able to run, I think it's like 2 miles and push-ups, sit-ups, and jump over a 6-foot wall. So I decided to get in shape to do that. And by the way, I killed it. My favorite thing is I could still get over that 6-foot wall. But the point though, is I was doing all of the things that I religiously to a T. You tell me to eat 1200 calories and like, what was it, like 60% protein and, you know, all the metrics. I did all of that. Plus I worked out. Plus I was sleeping well. I was doing all of the things. And granted, I had amazing results. I got healthy really quickly, but there was more to it than that. You know, I was missing joy. I call it protein anger, because I was having so much protein. My body was having a hard time digesting that. That's how the show was born, because it takes so much more than just what you feed your body and how you move it. And I've had on, I can't even tell you, I mean, we've probably done like 400 shows or something like that. There's been quite a few. I honestly don't know the number. This season alone, there's over 80. The point is that, you know, we have on people, of course, we have health and wellness experts, nutrition experts, but we also have people on that are intuitive writing coaches or business coaches and business owners, entrepreneurs. I've had a divorce mediator on the show because that is a common thing. People do get divorced. So why not figure out a way to walk through it with as much grace and ease as possible? So this show is actually really well-rounded. We want to be able to feed people's minds and their spirits as well as their body.
Then it's incorporating everything that you are passionate about too.
Exactly.
It's sort of a perfect fit. I'm the opposite to you though. I don't mind the protein, right? I'm very much a carnivore and I started out keto, and that was the business that I was growing before COVID hit, was going to be talking about the ketogenic diet and fasting for the health benefits. COVID hit, and so okay, time to pivot again. What was the spark that you inspired to do this going from the fitness, other than COVID being shut, but what was it about starting a TV show that inspired you to do it?
Well, it's kind of interesting because, you know, I've been thinking about that question for a really long time. And I was thinking about how I grew up and how my life has always looked. And when I was growing up, my stepmom, she's been in my life for over 40 years. So it's, you know, she's very much another mother for me, a loving mother, and a bunch of other people. But what I'm getting at is when I was younger, I would do drama and I was in acting and all of that. And I was having fun doing that. And so many of my relatives, including my stepmom, would say, "You should be an actress when you grow up." I don't really know many adults that would tell a child to go into that sort of profession. It's really very, you know, not secure. Really odd that she would say that. But I thought, no, I'm not going to do that because I wanted financial security and I wanted to know that I could pay my bills. But even as a young adult and up into my 30s, I kept on getting approached for TV shows. So I've been on quite a few different reality shows and I've been on talk shows and just people asking me to be a part of different things. I was on MTV on a dance contest. I mean, all these weird, random things that, you know, I'm in New York City and I'm walking through a club and somebody comes up to me. This woman says, "Hey, are you an actress?" And I say, "No, I'm not an actress." And she goes, "Do you want to be?" And I'm like, "Well, what are you talking about?" And she asked me to be on a reality show. So, I mean, it's always been there, like the whole TV, the acting, all of that's always been a part of it. And I've always said, "No, I'm not going to do that." I've been invited to be featured in magazines. Back in the day, like Cosmo was the big one back then, and I was invited to have an article about me. So it's always been there, and I've always said, "No, thank you." But finally, it was like, "Okay, world, okay, universe."
That'll show that you are following your passion, because this is obviously the way you should have been going anyway. And now you're doing it in a different way to what you were maybe pushing against.
I finally stopped trying to paddle upstream. I finally just said, "Okay, I'm going to do this, but on my terms." And, you know, I get to do my show, which is fun, but I love being behind the scenes. I love being the person with the ideas that gets to help other people water their audience and have their shows be successful, because ultimately, what I really want and what really lights my fire is this idea of transformation, as, you know, we mentioned in the beginning. Whatever that looks like for the person, it could be losing weight. It could be going from a stay-at-home mom to an entrepreneur. I mean, it could be so many different things, but I have always reinvented myself in ways that would be extremely scary to other people. Like moving to Italy without speaking the language. I wasn't, you know, a study abroad student. I just went. And this was back in the dial-up internet days where you pulled out a map to look around, you know, so it wasn't like now where it's not that hard.
I went to, who goes to Naples to work? In 93, didn't speak Italian. I went to Naples to teach step aerobics. I mean, I wanted to learn the language.
Yeah, so you get it. It's okay. But there's so many people out there that are just really afraid to take a chance on themselves, or they feel like it's going to be a mistake. Well, I know that every time, any regret that I've ever had is not doing the thing, even if it hasn't worked out well after I've done it, I've never regretted it. It's when I choose not to do it that is an issue. So now I just go and I'll do whatever. Now that I'm married and I've got a couple of pets and things like that, it's not as easy for me to get up and go.
That's why I'm doing, this is the first podcast I'm doing for my best friend's farmhouse kitchen down in Cornwall, because this lifestyle, this career, it has enabled me to do that. You know, you just need a laptop, you just need a mic, and that's the same for you. So if there's anybody out there that thinks, you know, I quite like the idea of having my own TV show, what should the listeners do next?
They can just reach out to me directly. My website is still, I have a one-stop shop from my show, and it's ownyourwellness.net, and you can sign up for a discovery call. There's a link tree, basically, is what that is. So there's everything that I do on that one page, but the best way is to just reach out to me at ownyourwellness.net. And just even to have a conversation about possibilities, because it isn't for everyone. However, it is for more people than that they know, I guess is the best way to put it. You know, if you want to do a podcast, it's the same idea. This is just, you could even strip the audio and use it as a podcast. So it's not an either or, as I mentioned before. It's just another way to be seen, to get your message out there. And it's a little bit safer because I'm actually introverted. And I know it seems a little weird for me to say that as I'm sitting here talking and I go and I do things, but it's somehow safer because I'm sitting in my house right now. I'm not out on a stage in front of a huge live audience, you know, feeling all that energy. It's actually just a really good way to give back while also receiving.
Never been as petrified as the first time I actually got up on stage to talk. You know, I was used to getting up on stage to teach fitness, to jumping around, but they'd be jumping around with me to actually get up in front of people. So yes, I 100% agree. So much safer doing it this way. And so what other kinds of people do have their own TV show on your network? For any of the listeners, if they've got another idea of what, you know, what they could do their TV show about.
Absolutely. The idea of the network, as I mentioned before, I kind of consider myself to be an irrigation system. And all of my hosts are little sprinkler heads, and they're sprinkling their audiences with knowledge and power. And so we have all sorts of different shows on the network. As you mentioned, I have my show, Own Your Wellness, which is about health and wellness. Then we have shows about raising your vibration energetically. There's shows about real estate, you know, what to look for in a real estate agent, what to avoid, just tips and tricks. There's a life hack show. There's even a show that's basically about AI and Bitcoin. So there's a little bit of, it's like a poo-poo platter.
But that just goes to show that anybody, whatever niche you're in, could benefit?
Absolutely. You know, one of my favorites is we have a gentleman who has, he's in the top 3% of podcasts, and he started doing his show, and his is about crowdfunding, super crowdfunding. So it's only 30 minutes long and it's once a week and it's absolutely amazing. And he's been growing that. So it's, you know, it could literally be anything, but most people think that because they know something really well, that what they know isn't of value because it comes so easily to them. What they don't realize is that it doesn't come easily for everyone else. Like for me, having a TV show is actually really easy. And when other people are scared, I'm thinking, come on, you can do this. But it's only because it comes naturally to me. You know, for example, there could have been in the beginning of COVID a class on how to use Zoom. I mean, now pretty much everybody knows Zoom and StreamYard and all these other platforms, but that would have been some knowledge that people could have known. I mean, that could have actually been like how to use AI now, or, you know, how to organize your closet. I mean, there's so many, if you had a show about organization, it could be how to organize your life. You could go down that. It could be how to organize your house, your business. I mean, the possibilities are endless. It's just you want to pick a broad topic, something not so niche so that you don't get bored. Otherwise, yeah, it becomes a chore. And who wants to do chores?
You're going to run out of topics to discuss, I suppose.
I mean, how many times can I have on somebody that talks about a particular type of diet, for example? I'm going to get tired of asking them the same questions over and over again. But, you know, one of the things, too, that I love about having my own show is that it has afforded me to be invited and seen on a larger platform. For example, I get to be in two books coming out next year. One is going to be with Dr. Joe Vitale, and another one is with Brian Tracy, which is absolutely amazing. I never would have had that opportunity if I didn't have my show. I was able to co-host the Think and Grow Rich Institute Summit with the LA Tribune just this last week. Wow. Never would have been able to do that if I hadn't had my show. The speaking opportunities that I've had, I've been able to interview on red carpets because people see me. All of these things have led to more business, more income, just from being seen.
What do you do when you go on social media? You scroll. Having your own show, you're attracting your tribe because the others ain't going to be looking. Fantastic, by the way. There you go. What sort of opportunities can actually come from it for just showing up? Commitment to showing up consistently. Who knows where you could be a couple of years from now? People know that you've been there from the beginning. I'm sure with you, the know, like, and trust factor is through the roof because you've stayed the course for starters and you've grown it and you've been successful with it. So yeah, anybody out there that wants to get on board, and I'm going to also share this with my host, because obviously podcast is just audio, but hey, you could do the two things. You could actually just do the two things, different platforms. So how do people find, first of all, how do they find your network? How do they find it, and how do they find your own personal show?
So that's a really good question, because, and this is what's even more amazing, is as I mentioned before, I have a distributor, and my distributor is E360 TV. E is in entertainment, 360 degrees. So E360TV.com. It looks a lot like Netflix. In Netflix, you know, there's different genres of things, and my network is on there like that. And I don't know if this looks like that, this in the UK, but we have HBO Max, and under HBO Max, there's all these different networks like HGTV, TLC, all these different things. That's basically how it works for my network. But you just go to e360tv.com, or you can go to e360tv on Roku, Amazon Fire, Android TV, Apple TV. We're adding LG and Samsung. Plus, I mean, there's just so many different platforms that you could be seen on and choose from that I absolutely love, because no matter what, somebody's going to find me.
If they've got smart TV, they just find you on Apple.
Yeah, absolutely. They can find me on Apple TV, or like I said, it's made for everyone and everything. I focus on the TV aspect. There's some people who focus more on the social media aspect. So, you know, like, our shows obviously go to all those different television like networks, but we also have four different social media outlets that we get to choose from. So most people choose Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So there's all those places where it's going live and living there as well. Easy to find once you know, but it's kind of like the best kept secret, because it's still blue ocean market. There aren't a lot of people out there who are doing what we do. And to me, it's a no-brainer.
It just means that your one piece of content can be, it's omnipresent. So, but yeah, you know, I would never have thought of actual having a proper TV show. It just, because again, you, like you said at the very, very beginning, right, that most people think it's going to be a massive investment and so beyond them that you just wouldn't even think about it. So what you're saying is people come over, take a look, you'll be surprised. When you first started this, what would you say were your top three daily frustrations?
Well, this one is more just for entrepreneurs in general. It's you never arrive. It's like health and wellness. There's never any getting there. The carrot is always going to be moving in front of you. There is all, you're never going to get to this imaginary level where everything is like perfect and running smooth and like you can sit back and relax. First of all, comfort is boring. So, and I've had comfort and it does get boring. So the one thing that I would say that was the biggest frustration was getting over this mindset of when I get here, because it's like the, you know, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's elusive. It's never going to happen. So as soon as I let go of this idea, I was able to really enjoy the process. And you really have to enjoy the process of anything that you're doing other than the destination. I mean, the destination is the cherry on top, but it's always going to be moving. So that would be the number one thing. The other two things I would say is this idea of being consistent. You know, I would have some success and then I'd sit back. And then I'd have some success because I'd start again and then I'd sit back. You can't just rest on your laurels. You have to keep going in order to keep going and growing. So that would be the second one. But the third one is this idea that actually charging what you're worth. Because, I mean, I was getting in all these people, and I don't want to name any names, but, and they're all wonderful people. But when my prices were lower, the quality of hosts I had were lower as well. Because, and they were the ones that were nickel and diming me. And I'm thinking to myself, who are you? Don't you understand I'm doing this super cheap? But they were treating it super cheap. Just raise your prices.
This is all the growing pains, isn't it? For starting, you know, I was very good at selling other people's programs. Like I used to sell high-ticket affiliate programs. And when it came to, oh, now this is me, my business again, like you said right at the beginning about this imposter syndrome, yes, I definitely had that. And also, from a lack mindset, I genuinely wanted to help people that maybe didn't have the budget. That was my sort of justification of keeping the price lower. And here's what happens. They don't continue. We changed things and thought, right, we need to do more. But if to need to do more, then we need to up the price too. Because we didn't want people giving up. You've said you've got to be consistent with this. And if people are just going to give up too soon, of course, nobody's going to get there, are they?
Exactly. And that's the thing, too, is, you know, there are going to be days where you don't feel like it. There are going to be days when it doesn't seem like fun or I'd rather be doing something else. But like anything, you just have to grin and bear it through those moments. It's not a sign that you're no longer on the right path. It's just part of having that experience, the ups and the downs and the all arounds, you know, it's like, for me, when I get bored, that means I need to up my game. It doesn't mean walk away. It means it needs to be more challenging for me because if I don't want to do it anymore, then it's probably boring. As I mentioned that, you know, that just being comfortable, that's so lame. People, at least in the United States, that's what they're striving for. But as soon as you get it, it's boring. So come on now. Like, you just got to step it up.
For me, it actually helped me because it wasn't just about me. It's about my host. And I wonder whether you feel the same. When I left the fitness industry, right, I lost a lot of my fitness and I gained a lot of weight because I was being paid to turn up to teach these people. So I've got to be there. And I have felt the same way with having, you know, it's not just about me. It's about my other hosts as well. So that keeps you going. So again, I've got my accountability there as well. So for anybody starting out, when they're starting it by themselves, I can imagine it being a very scary place, like start my own TV show. But you're getting coaching from Juliet. She's been there. She's done it. She knows the problems that you can have, the obstacles that you're going to come up against, but she's going to help you get over it. So if you like the idea of starting your own TV show on Apple, I mean, how cool is that? I'm just like, I think I'm going to have to do this when I hit Mexico in January. Because, yeah, how much more fun will it be? And you can do it, you know, on top of everything that you're doing. It's all can be in alignment, and you get to show up as your authentic self. So, yeah, great. Go and book a call with Julianne. Yeah. Julie, thank you for taking time out today to be interviewed by me and coming on my show. It's really, really lovely to have you here. The similarities, even though we're, you know, over the pond, but our backgrounds are fairly similar. So yeah, thank you. So once again, to any of the listeners that missed how they go, if you just repeat your website one last time.
It's ownyourwellness.net.
Thank you. And to the rest of the listeners, I will be back next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.